Okay, we start the Mishnah on Daf Chav. The game plan is to try to be kind of the ideas of the sugya, and then for next week to move to Hasei Vecholai Sasei. The Agdama to this Mishnah, which is also the Agdama to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, is a set of basic ideas. There are three groups of women that you're not allowed to marry. Jewish women. Three groups of Jewish women that you're not allowed to marry. Group number one are the Erevas, the Arayas. An Ereva is anybody who the Torah asks with a punishment of Karis. Yisurei Karis in the Torah, that's the whole list of relatives that the Torah prohibits. A mother, and a sister, and a daughter, and a granddaughter, and an aunt. All these are called an Ereva, Arayas. We already know that ain't Kedushin Taifsin Bechaive Arayas. Someone that gives Kedushin to his sister, it's not Chal. What about Yibum? May a person be Miyabim in Ereva? So we know from the first Mishnah in the Masechta that there's no Yibum to Arayas. Group number two are Shniyas. Now the word Shniyas, which you're going to have all over Shas, is a word for Isurim Dirabanan, relatives that are Asim Midrabanan. That's Shniyas. Why is it called Shniyas? I told you that basically the Rabbanan took every Erva Dairaisa and added one more, usually one more generation to it. Minatari, you're not allowed to marry your mother. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to marry your grandmother. Minatari, you're not allowed to marry a granddaughter. Down, it's two generations Minatari. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to marry a great-granddaughter. Minatari, you're not allowed to marry an aunt that's a blood relative, your father's sister. What about your father's brother's wife? An aunt, a tzugakum in the aunt? That's not asid minatayr. The Rabbanan asid an aunt who's one more step removed. Those minatayr an aunt is asid if it's your father's sister or your mother's sister. But the Rabbanan, even if it's your father's brother's wife or your mother's brother's wife, that's shniyas. That's called shniyas. That's an isid Rabbanan. Now, if you have trouble remembering who shniyas, I would suggest you do what I do. You think of your father's brother's wife, if there's such a woman in the world. If your father has a brother who has a wife, or your mother has a brother who has a wife, in your mind, label her a sheni, a shniyas, and you always remember that that's an example of shniyas. Shniyas are an isad rabban. The din of shniyas legabe yibum says in this Mishnah that the shniyas are chelzais v'loimis yabmais, that they do get chalitza and not yibum. That's the second group, shniyas. The third group you're not allowed to marry are isurei lavin. Generally, an isalav, almost exclusively, an isalav is someone who's aser because of some aspect of kedusha, either a grusha to a kayin, or an almana to a kayin gadol, or a mamzer to a regular Yisrael. These are Isurei Lavim. Typically, Isurei Lavim are Isurei Kedusha, have to do with the Kedusha of a person. And they're the Chayvei Lavim. The Mishnah calls them Issa Kedusha. And we call them, the Gemara calls them Chayvei Lavim. What's the din of Chayvei Lavim? So that, the Mishnah says, Chayletzes V'lai Misyabemis. And that is a tumul as to why. So again, three groups of women you're not allowed to marry. Yisurei Erva, no Yibam, no Chalitza. Shniyais, which have Chalitza and not Yibam. And Yisurei Lavim, which have Chalitza and not Yibam. Let's go all three again and ask why. Why on each one of the three? Group number one, in Erva. No Chalitza, no Yibam. Why? Why is there no chalitza in Yibam? maybe the mitzvah of Yibum should override even a lav sheyesh bekaris. So for that, we had the standard answer, is the Gemara on Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara learned it out of a pasuk by Achais Isha. Whatever the Gzeres HaKasav is, we call it Achais Isha, that's what Rashi calls it. Yalfina me Achais Isha. Achais Isha is an erva, and we have Gzeres HaKasav that there's no Yibum v'chalitza. So we're makish all that raya zulazu that there's no Yibum and Chalitza. So it's the Gzeres HaKasav of Achais Isha. Now, there are other Gzeres HaKasavs, Aches Amid Beis, the other Mandi Yamrim, but the standard answer is the Gemara Gimel Amid Beis. It's Gzeres HaKasav, the Erva, no Yibum, the Chalitza. That's the easy one. Shniyais. Why, by Shniyais, is there no Yibum? Yibum is a mitzvah deraisa. Shniyais is a drabanan. A deraisa pushes away a drabanan. No. Mitzvah deraisa should override an mitzvah drabanan. Why is it that by Shniyais there's no Yibum? The funny thing is, the Gemara doesn't ask it anywhere. The Gemara in Daf Gimel, and again on Daf Ches, talks about why Erva, like Mesiyabit, Lachatzu, like Mesiyabit. The Gemara here on Daf Chaf is going to ask why Chiyuvei Lavim, Chiletas, like Mesiyabemis. The Gemara doesn't ask anywhere why Drabanans? Why don't you do Yibum for Drabanan? Drabanan asked it in general. They don't ask it Dafka by Yibum. Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to marry Shnias. What? No.
It says
asa
to do.
It says no chiyin. It's asa to do. Oh, so why is it asa to do? And the Torah is a chiyin. What? But the Rabbanim weren't going to dafka by Yibum. They made a general gezeira. Why shouldn't Yibum override it? Just like Yibum overrides a lav. I say dechalei. This isn't the Torah of lav.
I
say dechalei. I say. So why here also? Why don't you say by bechavel avim the Gemara is the kasha? Why don't you do Yibum? Say should be dechalei. Say. So just like he asked there, he asked by Shniyas. Shofar on Shabbos, they asked shofar on Shabbos. So Rabbanon asked blowing shofar on Shabbos to have a kayach lakrit of a b'shavat pas. Here they didn't answer Shniyas in cases of Yibum. They made a general list on Shniyas. That's not true. We would be over in Nisid Rabbanon. Blowing is itself in Nisid Rabbanon. We would be over if not exerting that carry. We're not over to go chutz et chum, but that's hechsher and hechsher mitzvah.
So there was a iser mukta on the only way to get there was with an iser mukta.
Because that's hechsher mitzvah, to get it. To get it, we're not daicha. Hechsher, we're never daicha. But the mitzvah itself, why should it be daicha? So the Arsameach in Perek Beis of Hilchas Yibum asks why by Shniyas not, and he brings from Shas V'Tshuvas B'Samim Reish. B'Samim Reish is a sefer of Kisvei Harash, which is very controversial. There are those who hold it's a forgery; the Rosh never wrote it. Some sefer calls it Kisvei Harash or Zayin, the lies of the Rosh. And there were Gedayim who held of it. The Rosh quotes it. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes it all the time. Rabbi Chanan, in one piece in Kedat Torah, starts with the word B'Sefer B'Samim Reish. It's an old tumult whether the Rosh wrote it or didn't write it. L'maisa, the Arsameach quotes it. He says in the B'Samim Reish, it says, "What is the din of Shniyais?" He says it's the same as Lavim. When the Gemara asks, "Asay should be Deichalois Asay," the Gemara included in that kasha is that the Asay of Yibum should be Deichad Derabanan. The Gemara's maskana is that min atayra Asay Deichalois Asay, but the Rabbanan made a gezeira that an Asay shouldn't be Deichalois Asay, gezeira be a Rishayna Atu be a Shniyah, which means the Rabbanan said that really Yibum is Deichad. But Yibum is only one beer, so you kind of mitzvah already. We're afraid, if you're going to be mad to one beer, they'll come to do a second, they'll come to live together. Well, geyser be a rishayna ought to be a shniya by chayv elavin. Memela says the Besamim Reish, it's exactly the same thing by Yisrael Darabanan. Darabanan are not better than lavin. The Gemara understood. By a lav, we're afraid you'll come to be a shniya. So Chazal overrode the lav, minatayra says that chalaisa say, and Darabanan overrode it. So who hadin by Inisa Darabanan? Chazal were concerned that you do a biyashniya, and it's really included in the whole cheshbon of the Gemara. Kal v'chayver is not, but what? Lysasa. If every divine is alive with Lysasa, okay, makes it even better. So the Besamim Reish gives a reason that Isurim Durabanan are included in the Gezeira of biyarishayna atu biyashniya. The Arsameach says, Loi ho yatzarech lezeh. You don't have to come on to this reason. The Arsameach says that the reason is because all Shniyais get a din erva midrabanan. Ken de reise tiknu. For example, Chametz Durabanan. Chametz Durabanan pretty much has all the dinim of Chametz de reise. Rabbanan didn't say, well, Chametz be Durabanan have different rules. When they made a Chametz Rabbanan, they gave it the basic dinim of Chametz Dairais. The same thing, the Arsameach says that when Chazal were geyser Shniyais, they were geyser that the Sheni, the Erva Rabbanan, should have the same dinim as the Erva Dairais. So just like the Erva Dairais can't do Yibam, the Erva Rabbanan can't do Yibam. They can't say it shouldn't do Chalitza either. So Rabbanan are not going to be matah halashuk, so they require chalitza. But as far as the Isser has the same kayach as the Erva Dairaisa. And Erva Rabbanan has exactly the same kayach as the Erva Dairaisa. And therefore, we end up with two possible reasons for the mission. Why by Shniyas is there no Yibum? Either the Besamim Reish, because Gezeira be a Rishayna to be a Shniyah, or the Arsameach that an Erved Rabbanan gets dinim of an Erved Dairais. Reb Ruvein here in Simin Yud Beis brings that first of all that the Sefer Shvus Yaakov, which is a Kadmain, says the same thing as the Arsameach. So we have someone else that says like the Arsameach, a second Achrein. But the Shvus Yaakov himself is ma'irer that the Rambam says, like it says in the Besamim Reish. In the Rambam, when he brings Gezeira be a Rishayna to be a Shniya, he brings it that Gozer be a Rishayna be a Shniya bechiyuvei lavin v'shniyas. So it turns out that we have the Besamim Reish and the Rambam, two Rishaynim, at least one and a half Rishaynim, however you want to call the Besamim Reish. But we have Rishaynim that say Gezeira be Rishayna to be a Shniya, and two Achrayim who give us a reason that an Erva Derabanan is like an Erva Dairais. So, you know, it sounds usually you have Rishaynim and Achrayim, we know Mandik is like the Rishaynim. Okay, but here it's just two reasons. Maybe both reasons are true. Does that mean it's a that? That'll be told. You know, it's a machlekes the Rambam. And the Rambam, if every drabanan is a derais of Lysasur, Yochairo would depend on that. According to the Rambam, you're certainly right. How's the Rambam going to touch the Gemara? Mithlu Shmaya Dere Chachamim. Is it drabanan Lishmaya? Not sure. You know, Rabbi Chanan says that the mitzvah l'shmai is better than a derais, even like the Ramban. Just the mitzvah doesn't become a din derais. So the mitzvah l'shmai could be derais. At any rate, we have a machlaikis in the reason for shniyas. Now, Rabbi Ruvein brings a tremendous nafkamina. He says there's a machlaikis in Evan Ezer, Simen Tezvav, between the Torah and the Beis Yosef. They argue, what's the din b'diyeved if someone gives kedushin to a shniya? Someone gives kedushin to an erva derabanan. Now, it's pashit. You give kedushin to an erva derabanan. Min HaTorah you're married, Min HaRabbanan you're not married. So you're not married, but you have to give a get. That part there's no argument. You give kedushin to Nisim HaRabbanan, there's no shayim. Shayim is the following. A person gives kedushin to an Erva HaRabbanan, and then, before he gives a get, someone else gives kedushin to the same woman. Follow? A man gives kedushin to his aunt, who's a shniya, or his grandmother, who's a shniya. So we tell him, look, Mitra Rabbanan, you can't marry her. But you have to give her a get, because when Atira, she's a shesish. In the meantime, someone else gives her kedushin. What's a shayla? The Torah holds that ain kedushin taifsin b'shniyais. The Rabbanan wa mesakin, a sheni is like an erva. Ain kedushin taifsin b'erva. So ain kedushin taifsin b'shniyais. Since ain kedushin taifsin, if someone else is mekadish, the kedushin is chal, and the other person has to do a get. Because the Torah holds that the Rabbanan can deraisa tiknu. Just like an erva, ain kedushin taisim ba'arayis. The same thing by shniyas, ain kedushin taisim b'shniyas. So if somebody's mekadish a sheni, and then someone else is mekadishar, his kedushin is not taisis, is Rabbanan. And therefore the other one is chal. So you need to get from both. The reason you need to get when you mekadish shniyas is the Rabbanan not mekel on the deraisa. So they're certainly not mekel on deraisa. You need to get to the deraisa. Because you shouldn't be an eshes shlam in that time. But klape akula, that you can want to say, I was mekadisha, it's chal, and somebody else's kedushin is not chal. No, the Rabbanan were not mekel. The Rabbanan said, ain't kedushin taisa, mechadik bishniyas. And therefore they both have. The first one has to give a get because menatayr is kedushin is chal. The second one has to give a get because midrabanan, his kedushin is chal. Because midrabanan, the first one's kedushin is not chal. So midrabanan, the second one has to give.
Why can't they get? Why can't the second one stay married?
Why can't the second one?
It's also shame.
Why can't the second one stay married? Why, if the first one gives a get?
She's also ashamed to him.
No, the second one didn't have to be ashamed. The second one could have been a mutadika person. The Torah is talking whether kedushin is typhus. So first one had kedushin typhus. The second one maybe can stay married. If you get a get, they'll stay married. The Beis Yosef disagrees. The Beis Yosef says kedushin not typhus by shniyas. It's only a siddur rabbanan. Kedushin not typhus by lavin. They should be typhus by shniyas. And therefore, the second one doesn't have to give a get. Because the first one's kedushin was typhus, the second one's kedushin is nothing.
No, that is Rabbanan Mekadish, so it's himself.
Called Mekadish, Adaita Rabbanan Mekadish. So you second that's Moshe of Yisrael, and it's also, why is it Chal? Every Issa Shnia Adaita Rabbanan. It's a good question. What? Can't be worse than Chayvei Lavin. So Taka was why bechala? Sounds like Kadosh Kadosh Moshe Yisrael, Kadosh Chayvei Lavim. Maybe it was Kadosh, but if Kolim Kadosh Daita Rabbanan Kadosh, it applied like a Tanai. It's Mafkia the Deraisa. Can't
be worse than Chayvei Lavim.
Rabbanan were not mafkir the kedushin. What about the fact that he does it adaita, that it's mutter adaita the Rabbanan? I mean, that's kufa. Adaita the Rabbanan, not the tenicha, but the chalois. Okay. Could be adaita the Rabbanan, that it should be chamed the Rabbanan. Okay, good. So, getting back, the Reb Ruvain says that the machlokes if kedushin ataifis b'di'eved by shniyas is the same machlokes as Shlosh Yaakov or Sameach against the Rambam and the Rush. What's their argument? The Rosh Sameach was mechadish that when the Chazal made shniyas, they gave it a din d'oraisa. So if Chazal made shniyas, they gave it a din d'oraisa. So the Rosh Sameach said that's why it's there's no yibum. Just like in Erev Deraisa, there's no Yibam, Shnias, there's no Yibam. If you wholly gave it in Deraisa, so then it's Rabbanan, and Kedushin Taifsin. Mashiachin, if you hold like the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef is going to Shita of the Rambam and the Rosh, that hold that Betzem, the Shnias are not like Deraisa, and therefore they give their reason that Gezerah be a Rishayna ought to be a Shnias. So Lamaisa, we have two Esbeir. So again, I'm trying to be Mesader, this is in Issa Erva. Why in Issa Erva there's no Yibam and no Chalitza Gamina Me'achos Isha? What we had on Daf Beis Amid Beis, Gimel Amid Beis. Shniyais, why Kedushin HaTaifis? We have two Pshatim. And then we have Issa Lav. Why is Kedushin HaTaifis by Issa Lav? Here, there are two reasons. One on the bottom of this page, if you take a quick look in the bottom of the Amid, Amar of Gidl Amar Rav, six lines from the bottom. Why Isurei Lavim is there's no mitzvah of Yibam? Amar Gidl Amar Rav, Amar Krav, also Yivimte Ashaira, Eitamalo Yivimte, Matamalo Yivimte, Yeshafa Achava Ma'achas, Sha'ilo Lachalitza, Ve'no Yibam, Ve'zuzu Chai Ve'lad. It's a Xeris HaKosiv, how you learn it from the Pasuk we'll worry about. But it says there's a Yibam that's Oila Chalitza Ve'no Yibam, Ve'zuzu Chai Ve'lad. We have a general rule. Says no, Yisurei Lavim is Xeris HaKosav. That's what Gidl Amar Rav's reason. If you turn the page on the Amid Beis, you have Rava's reason, which Chazal called the Maskonis HaGemara. And there, Rava says on the first wide line, Ela Amar Rava, Gezeira be a Rishayna to be a Shnia. Teina Mihachi, that's why we pass like Rava, we have a Braisa like him. Gezeira be a Rishayna ought to be a Shnia. Meaning that Minatayra alav kadu yibam, but only one be it. It's Rabbanan, you cannot. So if Yisuri lavin, we have a Havamina and a Maskana. The Havamina of Gidl Amar Rav's reason, the Maskana, Rav's reason. Period. Now everything I've told you till now, except for the Arsameach, I told you, I think, on the first day of Shir, maybe the second day, as the Hagdama to the Masechta, there's Yisuri Erva, Arayas, Yisuri Shniyas, Yisuri Lavim, and there's a reason for each one. Well, I didn't go into the Arsameach then, because we were dealing primarily with Yisuri Arayas. Besides that, this is sort of a Hagdama, a basic idea, that there are three groups of women you're not allowed to marry, and they're Halacha, Legave, Yibum. Let's learn the Mishnah inside. Klal Omru B'Yavama, Kol Shehi Issa Erva, Loichai Letzes, V'loi Misyabemis. That is the first mission of the Masechta. If it falls to you, your daughter, if it falls to you, any one of the 15 Isurei Arayais, Loichai Letzes, V'loi Misyabemis, nothing. Rashi, it's Tzaras of a Kol Shehi. Even the Tzara, certainly she herself. Second group, Isser Mitzvah. The Gemara, at least in the beginning, teaches Issa Mitzvah means Yisurim Derabanan, plus Issa Kedusha, that's Yisurim Lavim, Chaylatzes V'loi Misyabemis. They have Chalitza and no Yibam. Why? So again, a Derabanan, because it's only a Derabanan. Can't be Mekul Midrabanan, you need at least Chalitza. And Yisurim Kedusha, why do they need Chalitza? According to Rav's Gaskana, because min ha'tayra they're royally yibam, min ha'tayra you could be miavin them. There are bottom of guys who be rishayna to be shniyah, so mainly you have to do chalitza. Achoysa shehi avimtai chalitza samis yabemis. If two women fall to you, what is an erva for the one brother dies and an erva falls to you, and her sister is not an erva to you, is married to a different brother and falls to you, the sister of an erva shehi avimta is a regular woman chalitza samis yabemis. So the Mishnah is a mitzvah. What's Tais Isha mitzvah? Shniyas from the very cipher. All the next levels, those that are drabanans, if you want in the Tveris Yisrael, the Mishnah lists, I think it lists 20 shniyas, 20 relatives that are also a drabanan. Issa Kedusha is Avara L'Kai Agad, L'Gush Chutz L'Kai Inhedyin. How do you have Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kai Inhedyin? How did his brother marry her in the first place? Had his brother marry a grusha l'chalutza? So, well, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Look, Sha'ovar Achiv Ameis V'Nasa Chalutza V'Grusha K'Shemeis Tzricha Chalitza." Why doesn't Rashi say Chalol? Why does he has a brother who's a Chalol? The Chalol is allowed to marry a Grusha, and it falls. If they have a reason why he wouldn't say Chalol. Chol be the same, no? What? Rishar says who are the Chalol? So why is Rashi Chapa? Maybe Rashi is a Ravusa. That even though the brother was Ivra to marry her, Aval Pike, maybe that's the Pshan. Okay, what's the case of Amadol Kayin Gadol? What does Rashi say? Amadol Kayin Gadol, Rashi says, Shemeis Achiv HaHedyot. No, the Kayin Gadol had a brother who was a Kayin Hedyot. And the Kayin Hedyot, V'nafla Amanasi Lafana, the Kayin Hedyot died. The woman became an Amana. She fell to a Kayin Gadol. Why does Rashi say, Shemeis Achiv HaHedyot? Why a Hedyot? Even the brother was a Kayin Gadol. No? Would be the same thing? You have a woman falling to Yibam, to a Kayin Gadol. So the brother who died was either a Kayin Hedyot. Once the brother who died was a Kayin Gadol, it would be the same thing, no?
How did he become
the second brother? Well, somebody died, they needed a new Kayin Gadol. Why not? L'chaira, that should be the correct answer. L'chaira, why is Rashi chap on Kayin Hedyot? He could have chapped on Kayin Gadol and died. It fell to him. If the brother was a Kayin Gadol and died, the wife fell to the other brother. Now, Kozman, his brother, was a Kayin Gadol. He was a Kayin Hedyot. Now they come to him, they knock on his door, they say, we want to make you Kayin Gadol. Is he allowed to become a Kayin Gadol? L'chaira, it should be Aser, because Aser levatel mitzvus yibnin. You're not allowed to do things to be mafkiya yourself from Yibam. If a woman falls to you for Yibam, you're not allowed to marry her sister. If you marry her sister, you're going to be mevatel mitzvus yibnin. You can first give a chalitza and then marry her sister. Well, that's going to be a chayisla l'tzasa. So, but you're not allowed to be mafkiya mitzvus yibnin. You're not allowed to do tricks to be mafkiya. So the chayra, that would be a good answer. Now Rashi chaps al kayin hedyot because it would be kayin gadol. Then it's also levatul mitzvus yemin. What? Just do chalitza first and then become kayin gadol. You have to wait 91 days. Kali sol needs a kayin gadol. Imagine you have to give up to a few brothers. So you're also not allowed, because it says if few brothers, one brother's not allowed to marry the sister. Wait, you have to wait till the brother does something and then. So maybe one brother does maimer. Okay, at any rate, l'chayri, that's why Rashi chaps on the case. Back to the Mishnah. Grusha chuzakayin hedyot, mamzeres u'desid ali Yisrael. So how did the brother marry? Here you have to say the brother did an iser. No other way. How could his brother have married a mamzeres? Unless his brother's a mamzer. If his brother's a mamzer, I guess it's a shayach. A person could have a brother who's a mamzer. A brother from his father. His father married his mother and gave birth to him. He's legitimate. His father was also mizana with an erva and had another brother who was a mamzer. What? Or again, that the regular brother was Ivor, just like Rashi said earlier, by Kayin Hedyot. So either way, or Bas Yisrael in a sin or mamzer, so that's easy. The Bas Yisrael married a regular brother, and now it fell to this brother who's a mamzer. So all these cases are chayletas v'loy misya bemis. Okay, easy enough. Dalmana. Zayna, you mean? Have she be a chalal? Yisrael can never be a chalal. She be a zayna. She's a chalala. So she's not called Zayna? It's called Halal. She marries a Halal, the Isser. She becomes a Halal, I debi Yasser. Okay, you're quoting a Gemara?
She does the Truma, but she's not allowed to marry.
It becomes a Zayna.
Right. The Grusha, the married Kohen, can he go to her father and still be Truma?
A Grusha, the married Kohen.
Still
can
be Truma. She goes back to her father.
When her husband dies, she can go back to her father. So. So she's a Zayna. Well, but there's still a good cash. Even she's a Zayna, how's she allowed to now marry the other Kayan? She was Bayal a B.S. Isser. I guess there was no Bia. They got married, and there was no Bia, and you fell before the Bia. You fell to Yibam. Right? If the Kedushim without Nisuin, there's also Yibam. So maybe there was no Bia, and you don't become a Zayna without Bia. Okay, let's see a few pieces there, a few short pieces in the Gemara. The main sugya in the Gemara is in the bottom of the Yamid, called She'en Oil Yibam, Ein Oil Chalitza. We discussed it all year. The sugya is in the Pei, bottom of the Pei. Just go through the few short shtiklach, and then we'll discuss whatever I want to discuss here. Tomorrow we'll get to Kol She'en Oil Yibam. So let's go through the short pieces in the Gemara. Klal Asu Yemei. What Klal Amru? Amar Afram Bar Papa Lasu Yitzaras Eilinis. It's kavi to be marba tzoras elinis. What does it mean to be marbit? Ukid Rabasi. Rabasi said tzoras elinis is lechaletzis v'leimis yabemis. So the same thing, klal amru, kol she yiserva, it means yiserva plus. Ukid Rabasi. And our Mishnah is like Rabasi. What do we say? In Gimlo Midbeis, we say our Mishnah. Is that Kiravasi or Glykiravasi? No. But the Gemara said, Lasuye Mai, on Gimel Amid Beis, on the top of the page, the Gemara said, Miyada the Sefer Lamute Mai. So it said, Lamute Duravu Duravasi. The Mishnah is coming Lamayit Ravasi. So you really can't have two Mishnayas, Stam Mishnayas. One is Lamute Duravasi, Ravasi is an Amar. Either Tana holds one way or the other. So if the first Mishnah is Lamute Duravasi, Stam Mishnah, you can't have a Stam Mishnah in Perek Beis, Lasuya Duravasi. The Gemara had two pshatim, either Lamute Duravasi, or say Ulu Ravasi Lamute Mai, so it had a pshat. So the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis had two pshatim, either the first Stam Mishnah is Lamayit Duravasi or Kid Duravasi. So I guess that's why here we also have two Lashaymas. I think Darach Lener says this. That since over there in the Gemara, we said a Stam Mishnah is Lamute Duravasi, so then you can't say Sasui Duravasi in this Mishnah. You have to have a different Pshat. And there was a Pshat there that's Kiduravasi, so then this also has to have a Mahalach of Kiduravasi. So, Klal Asui Yemai, Amar Rabba Parabla Asui Yitzara Sayas Kiduravasi, Ikadi Amri, Faker, Koshi Surah Issa Erva, Koshi Surah Issa Erva, Huda Asira Tsarasa. Holo yisura iser erva tzaras alay asira lamute mai on problem lamuti tzaras elan so the like ravasi. So if I have to have two ways to learn the Mishnah, has to shtim sai like ravasi and sai like those who argue. Next piece achir achoisa sheyavimta. What's the case? So we learned the Mishnah. I told you achoisa sheyavimta means you have an erva false to you to yibam from one brother and her sister who's not an erva from a different brother. So the Gemara says that achoisa the man ilaymed is a mitzvah. Given the rice of Rabbi Akiva, poga beisus kukasa, alachoisa this erev. It means that one person fell to you as an erva, a sister fell to you as not an erva. Iser mitzvah shadiyos, abai kari le iser mitzvah, amar abai mitzvah lishmaya divrei chacham. So here it will be earlier in the year. I would have taken some time to talk about the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, which we discussed in the sugya of sex fake numerous times. The Rambam learns that every derabanan is a deraisa. Mitzvah l'shvei d'rei chachamim makes that every issa d'rabbanan becomes an issa d'raisa mamish. And the other rishayim hold that it's not true. Every d'rabbanan doesn't become a d'raisa. The Ramban asks, what's the Ramban's kasha? But remember, how can you say every d'rabbanan is a d'raisa? It's shver. How could it be suffered d'rabbanan l'kula? That's the Ramban's kasha on the Ramban. How could you say every d'rabbanan is a deraisa because of lesos, or how could it be a deraisa? Sav deraisa lechumra, a drabanan is sav drabanan lekula. So how could it be? So the Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph Perak Aleph answers. The Rambam holds that sav deraisa is also lekula min hatayra. The real min hatayra sav deraisa is lekula. And therefore the Rabbanan is also the Rabbanan Lekula. The Rabbanan is the Reis. Later, Chazal were geyser to make a distinction between something that's an original Dereisa, as I said, the Rabbanan Dereisa, that an original Dereisa is Sveka Lechumra, and a Tzulka Kumana Dereisa is a Sveka Lechumra. So this is the, at least the outline of the basic Machlokes. So the Gemara here says that Mitzvah L'Shvaya Devei Chachavim makes Isser Mitzvah be called Shnius. Is a kedusha. I'm one of the kaiygal grusha chlus al kain hedyan. Am I correct? Is a kedusha. Siv kedayshim yu leiloi kehem in yena parsha. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Machlef, a different Tana used different names. Is a mitzvah. I'm one of the kaiygal grusha chlus al kain hedyan. Am I correct? Leiloi mitzvah. Diksiv eilah mitzvahs. It says in yena parsha eilah mitzvahs. Is a kedusha shnius with divrei sifer. So why would the rabbanu be called is a kedusha? Am I kari la yisa kedusha? Am Rabaya kol abakayim divrei chachamim nikra kadosh. Olay Rava chol sheinu abakayim divrei chachamim kadosh ud lo mikri rasha nami lo mikri. If you give the rabbanu is like extra credit, if you do it you're a kadosh, and if not you're just not a kadosh. It's not true. You're a rasha. Elam Rava why a rabbanu is called isa kedusha? Because kadosh atzmecha b'motalach. Every rabbanu is a siyag. Kedoshim tiu lelekeim. So the Ramban on the Pasuk brings Kadashim Tiyo Lekev Kadesh Atzmecha B'Motolach. It's Rashi brings Kadesh Atzmecha B'Motolach. That Kedusha means to make a Siyag. So that's why it's called Issa Kedusha. Okay, so we went, this piece of Gemara basically teaches the Mishnah. Kiva Eger has a problem with the last words of Rashi on the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Eger is in the Mishnayis. I assume it's in the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger as well. The last words on the Mishnah: Vavturei b'loy klum loy, d'loy olam lav l'miftere d'yafina me'achos isha. I'll explain to you first what Rashi says, and then why it's there. Yisurei lavim were not miyavim. I told you why. Rav Gidla Marav has gezer sakasov. Rava says, "Kzeir biri shayna to biyishni." Yisurei lav not miyavim. That's easy. It's gemara. Rashi says, "Okay, it's not miyavim. Why isn't it chaylitz? Why don't we say that you don't need chalitza? Lafturei b'loy klum. Why don't we say bo yibum no chalitza?" So, what would you answer? You would answer, "What do you mean no chalitza?" Let's see. Rav Gidla Amar Rav says, "Why do you need chalitza?" So Rav Gidla Amar Rav said beferish. Amakros he bimti hashara. He tells them about tamalayma. Yesh cha yivama shayil lachalitza and aliyima. It's because there's a crossing. So Rashi keeps going like Rav Gidla Amar Rav. Rashi says afturei b'loy kolom loy d'loy olam lav lemifterei yafina me'achis isha. Rashi says a brand new reason. You have to understand Rashi's reason. I'll get to that later. But yafina me'achis isha. Rav Gidla Amar Rav says why do you need chalitza? Because it's a crossing. Okay, not going to get long rav. Like Rava. Doesn't make sense like Rava either. Like Rava, Yisurei Lavim, Min HaTorah, Nigibam V'chalitza. Gzeri D'Rabbanan, be a Rishana to be a Shnia, you don't do Yibam. But Chalitza, you need Chalitza Min HaTorah like every woman. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is Matmiya on this Rashi. What's going on with Rashi? Rashi brings some new reason, which we have to figure out. I didn't even explain Rashi. But the Gemara gives reasons. Why is Rashi sticking in some new reason? The Taisis Yamtif says Rashi is going like the Havamina of the Gemara. It's not the Maskana. It's the style of Rashi. In the Mishnah is sometimes to go with the Havamina. It's not a Maskana. So Kivegar asks, where's the Havamina? Where's this Havamina? Where does it come from? Where in the Gemara do you have a Havamina? That brings this Gezeres HaKasav of Rashi. So he just says, where? I don't know where. So it's a bit of a difficulty here in the Rashi. It's compounded by the fact that this is not the only place Rashi does it. Rashi on Yuramid Beis says the same thing. There's a Rashi on Yuramid Beis who also says that the Surei Lavin we learn out of Achleis Isha, that it's not Chaylatzes. Again, we're going on why it's not Chaylatzes, not why it's not Miyabim. Rashi v'chayve lava b'dei chalitza v'yibum nino, in the middle of the page, claim is a kuki l'siyabim, v'ein is a lav peteres mechalitza, why isn't a lav pata from chalitza? Da me'achesi shi'alfina. She'erva b'chayavah b'dei l'kar, what are you talking about? So, and not only that, there's a third Rashi in Sanhedrin and Gimel, the third place in Sanhedrin. It's hard to say Rashi in Sanhedrin and Gimel is going like the Havamina of Agamara, but Taisiyatov seems to say that. But Rashi there also says such a thing. So it's a Tmiya, I think, in the Gideon Hashas there, and Kivega is the Kash as well. So we have something that needs a Hezber. We have a little of a hint because of the Taisis Yamtiv, who says it's a Havamina, which we have Sharekaitin with, but still, where's the Havamina? So the first of the Shiurei Rav Shmuel on the Masechta, the Chidushei, the one which is Simanim, Chidushei Rav Shmuel, Simon Aleph, he deals right in the beginning of the Masechta with this. I could tell you his words, but I'd rather tell you first general Chakira, which is really his words. He says there's a major difference in the Havamina, the Sugya, and the Maskan. And that difference is a bigger difference just answering Rashi. First of all, let me just tell you Taichin Rashi. Look at the Rashi says, Afture v'loi kulum loi, the loi olav lavum iftre, the yalfina me achais isha. What do those words mean? Yalfina me achais isha, the words mean that we learn what out of achais isha? Achais isha is given lomit beis. What do we learn from there? Erva is loi chiletzes loi misiabemis. Rashi means, I think, that we learn out of there that Achais Isha doesn't do chalit and yibum and erva. Vayistoyis chayvei lavim do. That's what it seems. How can you learn from Achais Isha? Achais Isha is an erva. So it means that by erva there's no chalitza, but only by erva. Supposing by erva there's no chalitza. Sheikein by isurei lavim, there will be chalitza. Isurei lavim, there'll be a partial chalitza. Okay. Now, the problem isn't in the Svara of Rashi, but it's a very good Svara. Matter of fact, why does the Gemara say it? I should say, Achais Isha, we have a Hekish, like Chaletas, like Misya Bemis. So, Suri Lavim, do need Chalitza. So, I'll explain to you, there are really two ways to learn, not the Sugya, the Chumash, the Mitzvah of Yibum. Person loses a brother and a woman falls to him to yibum a chalitza. There are two general ways you could learn the mitzvah that's on you now. You have mitzvah yibum, mitzvah chalitza. What's the pshat? Is pshat, you have two separate mitzvahs, two distinct mitzvahs, whether chalitza is a matir or a mitzvah. When I use the word mitzvah, I mean chiyuv d'oraisa. You can learn, I have chiyuv d'oraisa, but I have a choice. I could do it this way, or I could do it that way. One mitzvah, I could do it two ways. L'mashal, kedushin. Hayim kadosh anishi. You could do kesef, you could do shtar, you could do mir. It's one mitzvah, kedushin. It just exhibits itself in three ways. Kedushin, could do kesef, shtar, mir. A person could learn yibum b'chalitza is one mitzvah to be mafkia zika. One mitzvah to get this, to take care of the Zika on you, you have to pater it somehow through Yibum Mechalitza, whatever you want to do. You could learn that Yibum Mechalitza are that way. Or, I think the second way is the way most of us learn, is that no, there's two separate things. There's Yibum and there's Chalitza. What would be an example of that? I'll have to come up with a good example. I was thinking, if you want to eat a pigeon, you could do shechita. You could go bring it as a carbon and do malika. There are two ways to eat. That's a great example. Or maybe an eshes ish becomes mutter through get or through mitzvah habal. Get and mitzvah habal are two totally separate things. There's not one inyan that it can be done two ways. There's get, there's mitzvah habal. They're two totally separate things. Gemara says, how do you know get is mutter and isha brings one lima? How do you know mitzvah habal brings different lima? So you could clear by Yibum v'chalitza, if Yibum v'chalitza are Hainuhach, are two ways of being mafkia zika, just like Keser Shtar, and the Keser Shtar via by Kedushin. Or, no, they're two different, you can go two ways. You can do this, you can do that. You can do it this way, you can do it that way. We know, kol she'eino eino l'yibam, eino eino l'chalitza. Right, we're going to have a gzeres hakasav. Kol she'eino eino l'yibam, eino eino l'chalitza. In Lomdus, how would you understand a gzeres hakasav? Depends on the two ways. The first way, it's very geshmak. If you learn that yibam and chalitza are just two ways of settling zika, like kesef and shtar and bia, so avada, kol she'eino l'yibam, eino eino l'chalitza. Anybody can be Mekadosh, you can do say Kesef, you can't be Mekadosh, you can do Shishtar. Shita. No one thinks, to her, I can't do Kesef, I could do Shtar. No one thinks that. There's one rule of Kedushin types. If you hold that Yimba Mechalitza is Hainu Hach, so it's Pashuk, Kol Sheinu Liba, Ne'el Echalitza. If you learn they're two different things, two totally different things, so I guess you have to learn, it's Gezer Sakasuv. There's a nafkamina between them. Do we say, kol she'eino l'yibam, eino eino l'chalitza? What about the reverse? If we had a gilui that something is eino eino l'chalitza, would I say in Svara that kol she'eino l'chalitza, eino eino l'yibam? Would I say the reverse as well? The kosher ain't a l'chalitza, ain't a l'yibam. If you learn the first way, it's the same thing. The first way was yibam b'chalitza is one mitzvah. So of course, just like kosher ain't a l'yibam, ain't a l'chalitza. If you have a gilui, you're not a l'chalitza, you're not a l'yibam. You should go both ways. If you learn the second way, yibam b'chalitza are totally different things. So mechitesi could be someone that doesn't get yibam, doesn't do chalitza. But it could be if there's some reason you can't do chalitza, it could be that there's a that it doesn't go the other way. Now there is a toisus on Mendalad Amid Aleph, toisus Dibra Maslov in the Yavim, that says that somebody is not oil chalitza is ain't oil yibam. The lashon of toisus, it's Girsa in the Gemara there. Says Loitzar Kralach, the kivan the cholit lachad the ef sheliyavim shnia kimi she'ena lachalitza kedama leel. They have a cholit shnei batim. Taisus says if you can't do chalitza, you can't do yibam. So we have at least one rishon who learns. Now Rashi is no raya because Rashi has a different girsa in the Gemara than Taisus. Taisus changed the girsa. He's going a different girsa. But for Taisus, we have at least one rishon that learns. Just like Eino L'yibam, Eino L'chalitza, the reverse also, Eino L'chalitza, Eino L'yibam, means it's all one. So, there are two ways of learning Yibam L'chalitza. I think it's fair to say that most of us all year, I think, if you're like me, you've been thinking there are two mitzvahs. Mitzvah of Yibam, Mitzvah Chalipa, and they happen to be by the same individual. You know, Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to light the menorah, and Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to do mitzvah Avodah Yom Kippur. Two different things. So Yavam has a mitzvah of Yibam, this, a mitzvah of that, he can't do both, he does one. But we have now a mahalach in Taisvis that it's Hainuach, that it's really all one. Now getting to Chedush Reb Shmuel, Reb Nachum here on the Daf says a similar thing to Kitzer. He say the following. The whole Shakla Vitaria of this Gemara, on the bottom of this Ovid, to say that Rav Gidol Amarav's pasuk Yesh Lecha Misha Oilo Lachalitza Veinu Liyibum is all a havamina of the Gemara. It's a havamina of the Gemara. In the havamina, Yibum Lachalitza two mitzvahs. So Yesh Lecha Cheres Shailo Lachalitza Veinu Liyibum. It could be such a thing. It's called a havamina. What forced us to say such a havamina? It forced us because we learned the Mishnah. Chalitzas Chalitzas Yavemes. We see there's such a thing to divide them. If you divide them, so they're obviously not the same. But once we get to the Maskana, the Rava says, no, Yisuri Lam is a Durabana. Just like Shni is a Durabana, Yisuri Lam is a Durabana, Gzer B'Yir Shein Mishni. That means, Min HaTaira, there's no human being in the world that has a division between Chalitza and Yibam. According to the Maskana, Chalitza V'Yibam, Hainu Hach. It's one mitzvah, according to the Moskva. Memela is up to Rav Shmuel. Rashi's right. The Gemara didn't say what Rashi says, because the Harav Amina thought you divide Chalitza and Yimah. But after the Maskana, Rashi, not like Tosfos Yontif says Rashi's a Harav Amina. Rashi's a Maskana. The truth is the Bar Tanura brings it. Bar Tanura doesn't bring Harav Aminas. The Bar Tanura in the Mishnayis brings this Rashi. So Zok from Shmuel, according to the Maskana, Rava says Yisur Elav is in a Sidra Abana. A Sidra Abana. How do you know that Chalitza, Yirondul Chalitza, that Lafturei Belaik Lomi Yasher, how do you know that you need Chalitza? So Rashi brings that there's a pasuk of Achais Isha, which is Memayit. The Achais Isha is Memayit. Yibam and Chalitza Tluyim Zebezeh. The Yibam and Chalitza are totally one and the other. By Achais Isha, it's Tluyim Zebezeh. And when Memayit one, and Memela when Memayit the other. Memela, by Yibam, where we know we're not Memayit, the two of them go together, Lumaskan also. Once Yima Chalitza Toli Zeh Bezeh, I don't need the Pesukim HaBad V'Yavid. I don't need these Pesukim at all. Truth is, I don't even need the Pesuk Ein Aliv Ben Ela Chalitza. It's Mela that way. Yima Chalitza Toli Zeh Bezeh. Once I know that, so I know Yisurei Lavim are not Memoyit. We only have a Miyit V'Yisurei Arayis, not V'Yisurei Lavim. So we love them, have both. So one of our guys are Yibam. So Chalitza blinds like Deked Din Tyra. How do I know Deked Din Tyra? And often from Yana Gilai. So I think that this is, at least Bekitzer, what Reb Shmuel says. This is the Kuda that I'm hearing. He doesn't say here. I saw it somewhere. It's, this idea that Yima Chalitza could be this way, one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, is not a chiddush I'm making. But it's a geshmaka hezber, I guess, Nehava Mina Maskana second one. It's all like Rav, and not like Gilom Rav. Right. Gilom Rav saying Rashi. It's a bit of a problem because Rashi does bring the psukim elsewhere. So it's a bit of a problem. But anyway, tomorrow we're going to learn the Bab Riyamit Kalshay, the rules of Kalshay, and I leave them in the Chalitza. So again, I hope and pray you stay ahead of me. It's a shame we get to say death, let's just say I'll slow down. In the meantime, try to stay ahead of me.